And now talking with Professor Tuominen, is that how you pronounce
that's
it?
That's right.
On 30th August 76 at Grenoble. And can you tell me how Finnish radio astronomy got started?
Yes. I am now retired, but that time when the radio astronomy was started, I was abroad. I have been about 10 years of my life working at various places abroad, generally 2 years in one place.
Right.
And that time I was in Holland. This was in 1949. I think it was 1949. I got a letter from a young radio engineer called Jorma Riihimaa. And he suggested to me that radio astronomy should be started.
I see. How did he find out? Was he reading Nature or something like this?
Yes, in some way he knew of my existence.
And but how did he find out about radio astronomy?
Oh yes, he was interested. He was interested in radio astronomy. He was a radio engineer, or he was not. He hadn't yet finished his studies.
I see.
He was a student of radio engineering. And afterwards, he finished his studies. But he suggested to me that we should, how he could get started. He asked me how he could get started radio astronomy in Finland.
Right.
And when I returned to Finland, it was I think 1950. Now I don't remember the year so exactly. Then I
let me just ask you, what were you working on in Holland?
I was working on theoretical astrophysics.
And what sort of objects?
Yes, this was hydrodynamics of stellar interiors.
I see.
And hydrodynamics of interstellar gas.
I see.
This was the problem. And now, when I came to Finland and Riihimaa was so eager to start with radio astronomy, then we started to cooperate. And I got a personal chair in the University of Helsinki, personal
right.
chair of astronomy. This was personally for me.
Right.
We have such a number of such chairs in
right.
the university, which are not connected to any special subjects, but which can be given to persons of various fields.
Right, right.
And I got such a position. And then I got the money, and we started together with radio astronomy. We Riihimaa started to construct the interferometer, and we were in touch with the Cambridge people, Ryle.
Right.
Ryle and others in Cambridge. I also went to Cambridge, and Riihimaa went to Cambridge, so we studied the question, and we got some help and advice from Cambridge.
Okay, now you observed the eclipse in June 54.
Yes.
Can you remember when you began building the equipment and so forth?
Oh, this was exactly 1950.
Oh, 4 years before then, I see.
And yes, this was not for the eclipse. This was not built for the eclipse. It was built for a receiver, a radio interferometer. It was 81.5, if I remember correctly, megahertz.
Right, right.
Yes,
3.7 meters. Right.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Yes,
but
and this was also used for the areas were used for the eclipse, and the areas was also used for observing Cassiopeia A in order to study the scintillations of Cassiopeia A.
So you're interested in the ionosphere also?
Yes, also this time because we wanted to work something, but then gradually it changed over. We observed the solar eclipse. We observed the eclipse or the occultation of the Crab Nebula.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, yes, this solar eclipse, I think it was very interesting. They were very interesting observations. We got the shape of the solar corona on these frequencies.
Right, and you compared them with O'Brien's results from Cambridge.
Yes, quite right, quite right.
Right, and did they agree?
Yes, I think so. I don't remember exactly anymore.
Yeah.
But gradually, then, this was the start. Now let me think.
But let me just ask, you say you started in 1950, and yet the first publication was in 55. Was it that long to get?
No, I don't remember it so exactly, but the construction was started. We also studied, this is not, you have not the papers of the...
I only have your papers here, that you were a co-author.
Yes, 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 but we also studied the ionospheric.
No, I don't have those. No.
No.
Only
radio. I'm going to send. I'm going to send all of them.
Okay.
Oh, this is
that'll be good.
Yeah, this is a kind of radio astronomy too.
Right.
Of course, scintillation.
So there were some earlier ones on ionospheric work. Are you saying?
Yes. Yes.
I see.
Yes. Yes.
And now, this eclipse, did this come right across
yes,
Finland?
Yes, it was nearly total.
Yes.
It was nearly total. But of course, on radio waves, it is never total.
Right, right.
So it was nearly central observation.
Right.
And therefore, it was very interesting to get the shape of the solar corona on that wavelength.
Right. Now, you were at the Jodrell Bank Symposium in 1955.
Yes, I was there. Yes.
Can you tell me what your impression was of the state of the field of radio astronomy at that time?
Oh, it was very advanced, of course. Very advanced.
And what do you mean, advanced?
I mean the big instruments and the interesting papers done.
Yeah.
Of course, we had to limit because we have not the manpower, the scientific manpower, and not the resources, the financial resources, not
right.
So big. We had to limit ourselves. And Rihim was very eager, and he is very good in constructing instruments, and also he is very enthusiastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, we had such a cooperation that he was more for the instruments and he did the observations, but I was more to find out what could be done.
Right, the interpretation.
Could be done, what observations could be done. For instance, I suggested to him that Jupiter should be studied.
Yes.
And then he immediately started to study Jupiter. He started to construct instruments especially for study of Jupiter.
This was after you heard about the detection of the low frequency.
That's right, right. That's right, on decameter wavelengths.
Right. But no, I don't have any publications here before 1960 on Jupiter. Were there some?
No, I don't remember it now exactly. I must get the list.
Okay.
I have not the list, but I'm going to send them to you.
Okay, great.
I'm going to make a collection and send all of them to you.
Great. Now, was there any other radio astronomy in Finland at all?
No, not at that. This was the beginning.
Right.
Nothing.
And if we now go to the early 1960s, was there anything more? That late?
No, I don't remember the years now exactly, but I think there was not.
Yeah.
But it gradually led that in the Institute of Technology, the people got interested in the thing. Also Riihimaa had studied in the Institute of Technology because he was a radio engineer by education. So they got interested in it, and now they have a millimeter wavelength parabola.
Right. Right, I know about that.
Yes, yes. But I don't remember it when they started. They made also observations of ionospheric of the parts of satellites in the ionosphere. They also made such studies in the
artificial satellites.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes. Right. This was what they did. Also did.
Okay,
a kind of meteor
right.
Astronomy.
Well, thank you very much. That gives me a good idea of how it went.
Yes.
Interview with Chuaminen on 30th August 76.